God. It's Lisa Vertali and Gerald Jack with Blockchain Is Us. What are we talking about today?
You want to talk about the market.
And I wanted to talk about blockchain.
You want to talk about blockchain and how it's going to affect the world.
Well, my husband's laughing at me. Jerry's laughing at me because he came home from, that's the one, iTron. He came home from seeing his doctor, and on the way home, he listens to, some news talk radio, and they were talking about now at the Jersey Shore. We used to own a place at the Jersey Shore. It was a rental. We sold it in 2015, and we paid dearly. My rant is that everybody had their hand out then, and now he's telling me that the government of New Jersey... Is it just the Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore government people, the government of New Jersey,
right,
decided that they're going to assess a 12% tax on rental properties. So, you know, in New Jersey, you've got because I used to rent the place after I took it away from a realtor that used to charge us 12%. To do what I could have done, and I did. And then my husband, in his geniusness, had some other... four people would get out of this big black SUV, come into the house, because I used to see them do that next door, and charge us, what, $350 for their ability to clean our house. And they did a shitty job. And so I enlisted my husband and me to do it because it said, you're giving away too much of our profit. And now the government of New Jersey has decided to assess a 12% tax on rental properties. So if you're unlucky enough to own a place at the Jersey Shore, be an owner. And as an owner, I know all the stuff that you have to have. You have to have flood insurance. And that went up after Katrina. Like, our flood insurance used to be what? Really cheap. No, it was even cheaper than that. Mm. It was a side-by-side that Jerry owned one side. And we used to split these that policy. It was like $300 for 3 years initially. When I first met you, that's what it was. And then it started to go up. After Katrina, they wanted $8,000. And I told them that the house could just float away into the bay as far as I was concerned. And we did. Said, we're not paying that. Sorry. You can go somewhere else and price gouge, not here. And so people who look at people who rent places like that, and you got 2.5 months at best to get some money in to pay for the mortgage that you signed up for. And because you're at the Jersey Shore, we were in Avalon, you know, you're paying twice as much, maybe three times as much for anything somebody else is, like groceries, anything. So, yes, it's a rant because people, the general public who think people who own companies and own rental properties are rolling in it, rolling in dough. That ain't so. Might have been the case years ago if the cost basis, meaning if somebody bought a property for, I don't know, what'd you buy your first house for, Jerry? $30,000? Some ridiculous thing. You know, I mean, can you buy a car nowadays for $30,000? I know you can.
Yeah, but I was only making $5,000.
Okay, but it's all relative.
I know it is.
There's a lot of people out there that can't buy a house nowadays because of the inflation that they, meaning the people on the news channels, say doesn't exist, which is bullshit. And as I'm watching the market plunge 600 points today and watching the shenanigans that go on in our government and... Should they care what's going on in the market? Hell yes. Yeah, they should. Should they stop throwing around social media jabs and tweets like it's, you know, they're talking about their barbecue. Yeah, they should. So Jerry says, I think blockchain's going to change the world. It is. Blockchain is going to change industries, and the one that's going to change the fastest, it's already happening. We went to an event last week, and everybody there had something to do with the mortgage business. And there was a guy from Zillow. He worked for Zillow. And I asked him what he thought blockchain was going to do to his business. You could tell he didn't know what I was talking about. And that's a scary thing to me. When somebody's in an industry, and like not scary to me personally, because we're not going to be buying any houses anytime soon, and we don't own Zillow stock or anything like that. It's scary when people that are in an industry become complacent. And I met a lot of people in the financial industry during bull markets that were very complacent. And they thought that the returns that their clients were experiencing had a lot to do with their genius. And I can tell you this, everybody's a genius in a bull market. And where the intelligence really gets shown and the chutzpah really gets known is when the market goes sideways for years, meaning it does nothing pretty much. Or you're in a bear market and you can't get any traction, and even all of your research doesn't make sense. It's not working. And figuring out which market you're in. Most people don't get that either, especially in the financial industry. So if you've got people that are investing your money, and I said this was going to be about blockchain, because blockchain is changing industries, and you should look into what it is. And it's not just investing in cryptocurrencies. It's investing in the companies that are already utilizing it. A great, for instance, is IBM.
Cloud.
Yes, cloud. And they're already utilizing it. And there's banks that have already come out and created their own currency. And why have they done that? Because they understand what blockchain is. Blockchain is going to eliminate middlemen, plain and simple. So if you've made a nice, cushy life being a middleman, your days are numbered. Either that or you can hedge your bet. Get on the other side of the trade. You can watch the tsunami come and get swallowed, you know, drown, or you can get on the other side and participate. But hoping that it's not going to happen and that you're going to still do what you do and survive, that's not a strategy. Ignorance is no longer a strategy. That's what I'm trying to say. Ignorance of market changes and trends is no longer a strategy. So if your financial person says, I don't watch the markets, and if you do, that's crazy, run the other way. Because that's complacency right in front of you. I don't watch the markets. I said this before. I want the person who's got my money to be worried as shit all the time. I want them to earn their 1% or whatever they're charging. I want them to earn it. I don't want them to stick me in some ETF and then go golfing. Uh-uh. So I guess this really wasn't about blockchain. It was about the market. Well, I look at it this way, Jerry. This is a public service announcement. And that's the way I look at our podcast. You can heed some of the rant or you cannot. It's totally up to you. So And that's the beauty of the country we live in. It's a free country still. So, and I'm not trashing anybody. I'm just saying that everybody, if you're an owner of stuff, like a company, everybody's got their hand out. The biggest hand that wants the most is the government.
Yep.
And if people think that rich people should be taxed more, the people that employ you, it's a trickle-down thing. The money's got to come from somewhere.
Yep.
You know, small business, there are small business people in this country. 80% of the people in this country and the business in this country is small business. So when your employer gets taxed more and every year the health insurance goes up, where do you think that comes from? Where do you think those increases have to come from? They can't just go to the market in the market and just increase. Correct. And they can't. You couldn't go when you were in business, Jerry. You just couldn't continually say to your customers, "All right, it's going to cost you 20% more." They'd be, "Forget it."
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yep. Comes out of your share.
It comes out of your share. So when people think that business people are rolling in dough, old business people, brick and mortar people, they aren't. They aren't. Mm. Yep. All right. I have to say goodbye.
Yeah. You're watching TV.
I'm watching TV. Sorry. I'm watching what the heck that's going on in the market.
Well, it's going to change by the time it's...
No, it's not going to change. This is supposed to be a blip. It's down 550 points. Hey, listen. I watched what happened firsthand in 2008. I watched the start of it. Actually, I was away at an options seminar in Fort Lauderdale. And I had my account and your account, and you lost 80 grand in like a minute. And then I don't know if I left then and went to back to the hotel room and got fired up my laptop or did it right there at the seminar. I remember asking the guy who was running the seminar, he was the guy that taught me options, a floor trader and a market maker, and he said, "Go to cash." And I said, "Everything?" And he said, "Everything. Everything. Go to cash. Money markets? Nope. Go to cash." Cash is a position. I've said that before. And, you know, when banks were failing, money markets were blowing up. And they say, people that have been in the market for like 50, 60 years, the next downturn will make 2008 look like Disneyland. And my husband's laughing. He's smiling. I don't know why he thinks that's funny.
Because
I lived through 2008. Rant. Well, because I lived through it.
And
I lived through it every single day. Well, I guess he thinks this is funny. He thinks
no,
it's funny.
I don't think it's...
What do you think is so funny?
It's not funny. I'm not. I'm reading what they're saying.
Oh, you mean the trade tensions?
No, it was way before that.
He's a fast trader, Joe Terranova. Anyway, if you're listening to this and you own a lot of the stuff that we own, I'm just upset that I'm not hedged as much as I normally am. But supposedly this is the last leg up of the bull market that's been going on for 9 years. And I will say this. When whatever anybody is saying on CNBC or Bloomberg or any of these stations, they aren't None of it's news to them. And just none of it's news to them. It's old news. So anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time. Oh, if you wanna send an email to Jerry. Sorry, I'm preoccupied. Obviously, I'm preoccupied. We got the TV on here, and I'm watching what's happening in the market, and I gotta go.
Well, say goodbye.
All right, say goodbye. Here's the email. Send something to Jerry. Say hello. Rant. I don't know. Give him an email. What is it? T40.jjack@gmail.com. Our website is, we have two of them.
FreeTheWizard.com.
That's the main website. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time. Let's see if we're still here, Jerry. We're still here. Hold on. Yep. See you next time. Bye-bye.